Welcome to At the Vanguard. We're TB Vanguard, and our motto is for fans by fans. We showcase fans on the front line of the Team Breezy movement. This podcast is an open forum to discuss current topics as they relate to Chris Brown and his fan base.
Hey, welcome to At the Vanguard. Today is March 10th, 2024, and we'll go ahead and get started. I'm Nikki.
I'm Paula.
And I'm Tasha.
Oh, welcome back, everybody. Exciting week. We've got big news. Tasha, you want to talk about some updates for Sensational?
Sure. Chris Brown, Sensational, featuring DeVito and Lil J, is the number one song on urban radio.
Woohoo!
Good job, good job. And also, it has moved up 18 spaces to number 71 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Yeah!
All right.
It's a slow burner. It finally made it in
there. Slow burner.
And then it jumped. That was a huge, huge jump. So that's wonderful. Yeah. That is great. Well, we don't have a lot. Ants can come. We got a little bit of NAMI news. I got my pink NAMIs.
Oh, you have them?
Yes.
Like, I don't have mine yet.
Oh, yours have come. Mine came in the first batch, and I had some AKA socks I wanted to wear with them. But once I put the socks on, you can't see the AKA part. I'm like,
oh, sweet.
So I may find some other way to post it. But anyway, I'm just happy I got my NAMIs on time really quickly.
That's
so
cool.
Yeah. But of course, the big, big news is the tour kickoff.
Woo! Sorry.
Yes, yes. I mean, the launch was amazing. Full Access Agency has been amazing. When I turned on Twitter and Instagram and saw those stadiums around the country posting the 11/11 on their billboards, that was like, wow.
Loved it. Loved it.
Oh my goodness.
Everybody that was scrambling for their arena to see if it was posted on theirs.
Like, yes.
That was awesome. Awesome.
But so
it's not online yet.
Oh, Buffalo, yeah. they're currently adding more shows. Actually, I don't have my ticket yet. I was really upset. I was supposed to get a call back because I get an accessible seat, and you can't do it on Ticketmaster. So I have to call the arena itself. So I'm waiting on the call back. If I don't get a call back by 10 tomorrow, I'm calling them. So,
yeah.
So, because I'm like, come on, you know, I've got my credit card here. I'm ready to go. Because they actually had to add a new show, a second show for DC.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. So and
yeah.
New York did the same thing. LA. So it's like, oh no. If I get shut out, I will not act right.
Yeah, I know. And I'm being so risky, but I have to.
You want
to
see if you can get closer.
I want to see if he's going to add the arena, because the dates are open around his New York dates.
Okay.
So it is a possibility, and like it's open, like there's no other event happening. So I'm just gonna wait it out a little bit longer.
Yeah,
and if not, I'll just double back for Columbus or whatever, something else.
Yeah. And actually, we're trying to see if it's in Pittsburgh. I actually like the Pittsburgh Arena. It's not okay.
Mm-mm.
The Pittsburgh Arena was much better than the Capital One Center, because the Capital One Center is accessible, but it's old time accessible. Like, I only really have a few choices of where I can sit. At this arena,
you wouldn't mind going back there too. That is a very nice arena.
It's a really nice arena. I was able to take the elevator to any level and I could sit right at the stage. I was right at the stage. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. So you had really good seats.
Nice, you were on the floor.
Yeah. But I mean, if I wasn't, that is a really good place to sit. Like, you got room to get up and move around, and you could have ran through there if you wanted to.
You're right.
It was really nice.
It was really nice, and it was right off the food court. And actually, they brought my food for me. So when I bought my food, they was like, "How am I going to get this to my seat?" They brought it for me, so I'm like, "It was nice." It was a great place. Anyway, so Capital One's going to be it for me for right now. And I hope I have my ticket soon. I hope by next week. If I don't, I will not be a good camper. I will not be nice about it.
Yeah. In the same boat. I don't know.
I don't know.
Very risky, but I'm hoping it pans out.
And I see everybody, these blogs are reporting everything about how this, except how this tour is going berserk. It's going crazy. So that's great news, and they're adding more shows. I saw Florida is screaming like, "Where's our show?" And he said, "Okay, the dates for Florida are coming." So yeah, there'll be some more dates, I'm sure. And actually, Chris did that little thing. He's singing that song by that artist today. Did you see that little thing? The song he's singing, make a bitty. Hit her knees.
Oh,
on
I did
on,
see that.
I
yeah,
have
I
no
that.
Idea what that song means, but it was a cute.
I don't
song.
Either.
But the song is, by an artist from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And
what?
Yeah, is your area code 414?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because I saw all these comments like, "Okay, 414, or maybe he's gonna come to Milwaukee, and you can have him as the opening act." And so that was a lot of talk. So there, maybe you won't have to drive 2 hours, Nikki, to Chicago.
Who's the artist? I know, right?
I want to say JP. I don't know. It's nobody I've ever heard of. This is probably just some local, hip hop artist. But it was a catchy little song, and because I even went and listened to it on Apple, I'm like, this is a cute little song. But I don't know what they're talking about. But it's a cute song, and but that's what they said. It's out of Milwaukee, so hey, maybe you won't have to drive the 2 hours to Chicago this time.
Maybe he'll come to the theater.
All right. Well, anybody have anything else?
No, I don't have anything.
I don't think so. That was it, right?
Yep. Next week, try to do an update and see where we are. Maybe we'll all have tickets by then. And we'll have some more dates.
And a shirt. At least ordered.
I'll tell you what's different. What's different this time is Detroit is the kickoff city, because typically it's Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, and he's popular in Detroit too, so that should be quite a hot show. Yep, the kickoff show is the tester show.
Mm-hmm.
Costumes and all that kind of stuff. So, okay, I guess that's it. Nikki, you want to take us on out?
Sure. All right, everybody, that's all we have tonight. Thanks for joining in. Have a great week. Good night.
Night.
Thanks for joining us on this episode, and we hope you'll join us again at the Vanguard.